From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. You may never go to the website Reddit, and yet you've likely witnessed its digestion of the internet. The website's main page is a surging river of content fed by untold numbers of streams and estuaries, smaller communities that post information and content and vote it up or down so that the best stuff rises to the top. That stuff, stories, photos, videos, ideas, eventually makes it to the mainstream. Reddit's challenge is that some of its smaller communities take the First Amendment to the extreme. One particular community is loosely based around Donald Trump, called the Donald, and it's the latest example where some are saying that the smaller subreddit is hurting the larger community through organized harassment and deliberately inflating votes on its own posts to make them go mainstream. Karen North studies online communities and is a professor of digital social media at the University of Southern California. Karen, you study these communities. Is Reddit in danger of self-immolating?
Reddit has always been, and for almost a dozen years, has been a place that groups gather to discuss things, including hateful and malicious content or obscene or socially inappropriate content.
Yeah.
And those groups sort of isolate themselves and they have their own conversations. And then some of the conversations boil up for the rest of us. So they've always been probably rightfully protective of the right of people to discuss what they want on Reddit.
Right. But what's happening here is what?
What's happening with this, though, is the manipulation of voting, which violates the entire DNA of Reddit, and cracking down on the conversations, which, you know, to me looks like a good idea because there's a lot of malicious activity and harassment. But at the same time, there are people who go there because they can behave badly. And so the idea that this one group seemed to have been manipulating the vote is the biggest scandal within Reddit. And it's the biggest scandal in terms of trying to manipulate how the news is signaled for the rest of us. So Reddit's going to have to figure out where it's heading.
Karen North at the University of Southern California. There was news this week that the wearable fitness tracker company Fitbit, which collects your data to help you be better, might be about to buy smartwatch maker Pebble. While we're on this topic of collecting data on yourself with the goal of self-improvement, I want to give you an example of a story about this from our podcast Codebreaker. Chris Dancy, a guy who collects more data on his own behavior than maybe anyone in the U.S., he's been wearing a bunch of fitness trackers for years. The guy actually takes a recording of ambient sound wherever he is every few seconds. And his addiction to data hasn't always served him. Here's part of his story.
So in 2014, I really had like what I called data PTSD. You know, I had weaponized my calendar and my data so much so that I had no friends. I had no one in my life. And by 2015, it was, you know, I shot a special for Showtime. And you can just see I'm gaunt and I'm sad and I'm scary. And what had happened at that point was I'd become so fine-tuned with the feedback loop between my systems and how I was living my life that, you know, I found out the most fundamental truth about data collection, which is if you want to change something, you have to get rid of everyone in your life.
If you want to hear Chris Dancy's full story about how he became addicted to collecting his own data and how he has found a better balance, head to codebreaker.codes or your favorite podcast app. Codebreaker is back with a brand new season. This time around, a new question. Can it save us? We are asking this simple question about a different kind of technology every single week. You can subscribe now on iTunes. It's Silicon Tally time. Our guest today, Stacey Higginbotham, the host of the Internet of Things podcast. Stacey, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am so ready.
300 million websites.
Hacked, maybe?
This is about a fear of hacking, in a way. This is how many websites the Internet Archive stores and copies, an organization that this week decided to keep a backup of all of its data in Canada post-Trump presidency.
Yes, I did read about that. It's moving to Canada, unlike the rest of us.
All right, what do you got for me?
$3.8 billion.
Ooh, do you have your pinky up to your mouth? I bet you do.
I do. If I had a hairless cat, I would be stroking it. Let's talk. Think phones. Phones sold.
Oh, man. Is this going to be iPhone 7s?
No. That is Morgan Stanley's estimate of the revenue that Google will get from selling its Pixel phones in 2017. Some perspective here, though.
Yeah.
Apple in 2016 212 million phones for $137 billion.
Oh, man. So, that Google Pixel is like, it's a drop in the bucket. It's a drop in the Apple bucket.
Tis a pittance.
Okay. 1 petabyte.
It's like how much data I consume in a year.
If that is true, that is impressive. I'm actually looking for 1 petabyte or 1 million gigabytes, and this is how much data a company can transfer to Amazon's cloud per week by means of a truck. And they can transfer this insane amount of data onto this like massive hard drive, I guess, and send it back to Amazon in a tractor trailer where Amazon workers will unload the data and upload it into the cloud. Pretty cool.
What's so cool about this is a couple years ago they did this service, but it was only a terabyte. And now we're all at a petabyte, which is amazing.
All right. What do you got for me?
$73,000.
Oh, yes. This is the Muni system in San Francisco, right? And how much it was, held, its data was held for ransom by some hackers, correct?
It was. This is a positive ransom story because they had, A, backups of their data. They did let riders ride for free. And then the hackers who hacked Muni in turn got hacked. Ta-da!
It's always not. Every once in a while, we have a good story, and it's nice, isn't it?
A little vigilante justice on the internet.
All right. Stacey Higginbotham, she's the host of the Internet of Things podcast. Stacey, thanks for playing along.
Thanks, Ben. This was fun.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.